This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Representative Christian Phelps officially launched his re-election campaign for the 93rd Assembly District last week. Phelps reflected on his first term in the State Assembly during his comments to supporters at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Thursday night, expressing frustration with introducing legislation seeking to fix significant issues while in the minority party in the state capitol. He also expressed optimism that new district maps and changes in the overall political climate could alleviate those frustrations with a successful November election.
In Madison, because we do not hold the majority in the legislature, I have faced a brick wall when we try to fix those problems. Ooh. And so not only have none of my proposals that some folks here already outlined gotten a vote in the assembly, but none of them have even been scheduled for public debate in committees. Ooh. And that is the reality of being in the minority, and it's why it's so crucial that we hold on to this seat and we flip at least five more in the assembly.
Phelps said addressing persistent issues with public school funding will continue to be his top priority, highlighting the impacts of the financial challenges schools across Wisconsin have faced over the last decade. Many of those school districts have been forced to repeatedly turn to taxpayers for additional funding with referendum proposals, and districts that failed to pass those referendums often face layoffs, program cuts, or even closure and consolidation.
Schools are closing. And here in Eau Claire, we have teachers wondering if they will have a job next year. We have programs that kids and families are relying on disappearing all over the Chippewa Valley and all over the state. And that is, to be clear, the result of decisions made in the state legislature.
As of Thursday, no Republican or Democratic primary challengers have announced their candidacy for the 93rd Assembly District. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh, leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off. After losing to the Nationals 8-6, the crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of the Major League season, and you just go through it. We expect a lot, and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later today and into tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible, so be weather aware later today into this evening. Otherwise, low to mid-70s for a high today. Tonight, thunderstorms 55. Tomorrow, more storms with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.